even quicker, faster. Have you ever seen a game that played at such a high tempo as it was in the first half?
It's hard to compare to games past. They certainly did a good job of staying on the field. They had to have won the time of possession, at least especially in the first half, it seems like. So they did a good job converting on third downs and, you know, minimized our possessions. And so, but we knew coming in it was going to be important for us to be efficient with our possessions and get touchdowns and not field goals and convert on third downs. And, you know, had a couple chances in the first half to score some more points. You know, the first drive had a shot there. Had another one there late in the second quarter. Had Tammy on a route that I'd like to have back. Missed him on a second down and had to punt there. And then, so, you know, I mean, anytime you're playing against a good football team, you have to you know, be able to convert opportunities when they present themselves. And we had some chances and just didn't do it overall consistently tonight.
The three games you've lost have all been against outstanding football teams, but you've been down early.
I'm sure there are. It's hard to think back besides just this game tonight. You know, this is not a team you want to fall behind to. They have a good offense, and like I said, we thought we had a good plan coming in. Had some things that we had not done before, had not shown before, and I thought they were pretty effective. And like I said, had a chance on that first possession to go. And anytime you can start the game on the road with a touchdown or with points, and, you know, settle the crowd down, you know, instead we sort of flipped it and gave them some momentum, and they got the lead and never lost it. And then you know, once again, we did continue to fight and compete in the second half, which I do think we can build on that. I do think that'll help us win a game at some point in one of these situations if it happens again. But, you know, it's still not good enough, and, you know, here we are 2-3.
Can you talk about some of the things that you did that were different
earlier in the season? No. I mean, y'all have the all 22, right? So y'all got to work a little harder. I'm not going to give you all the information. You know, y'all go look at it.
Early in the third quarter, you get a three and out. Where your defense gives you a three and out, and you come back the other way. And if I remember correctly, you had a third and four. Coach Fox said there was some miscommunication there. What happened?
I'm not sure. You know, it just didn't convert it, I guess. I can't speak for exactly what he's talking to, but, you know, third and four, and had a chance to convert it, didn't convert it, and that was a good opportunity. The defense got a stop, got us the ball, and it would have been nice to have gotten some points on the board there.
Demaryius, what do you say to guys like Demaryius had a monster game, and big game, but he had the big fumble. And McGahee does good things, but he had a big fumble and the drop on fourth and one. What, as a quarterback, what
do you say? Well, I stick with him. I mean, I went and told Willis, you know, after the fumble and after the, you know, the other fourth down we had it, and told Demaryius after that. I mean, I'm with them. I don't. You know, we're going to need those guys all season. Those guys have made key plays in our two wins, and they made some big plays tonight. So, hey, it's nobody wants to have a play, you know, go against them or a negative play. It's part of football. So, as a teammate, as a quarterback, you know, I'm with them. You know, you don't see me, you know, not throwing to Demaryius or not calling Willis's number. They're out there. They're going to get the ball, and they're going to make more plays than they're going to miss. I assure you of that. And you know, against good football teams, you know, it comes. You know, obviously, you hope you make more.
Hey Peyton, is there a sense that, you know, you're five games into the season and you know what you want to do and how to do it, and you've done it? And then if you could allow yourself to think a month from now, 6 weeks from now, how this offense will roll in the future versus now, how do you put that in perspective?
Well, I mean, I think it's important that we do improve throughout the season, and I think we are in some areas. We're not quite where we want to be. Obviously, we'd like to be 6-0, or excuse me, 5-0, you know, have a winning record, you know, 2-3, got a pivotal division game before our bye week. So I mean, the key, like I've said all along, is that we keep, you know, making progress. And obviously you'd like to win games while you are building on some things and improving. We've won two. We've lost three. I know they've been great teams that we've lost to, which still doesn't make it any easier. It's disappointing, and it's but I think the key is learning from them and building on it. And I believe we will. I believe Coach Fox knows how to right the ship, and it starts, you know, during the week. You know, guys practicing better and being accountable. And I believe if we will do that, that we have a chance to, you know, start winning some of these close games.
Is it more for being patient with that when you say, yeah, I know we're going to get better? I mean, is it a competitor?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's nobody wants to lose football games, you know, lose to teams that you think, even other good teams that you think if this happened, you had a chance to win. I mean, there's a lot of what ifs that you go into. The simple fact is we haven't won these games, but I think the key is that we learn from them, and hopefully we can respond next week with the win and like I said, learn from some of the mistakes that are going on and win some of these games at another point in the season.
Hey, now that you've got several weeks in, how hard has the transition been to Denver on and off the field for you after such a long time?
I don't have anything else to compare it to, but it's not easy. It is a transition, and it's one that, you know, you continue to go through. I've played here, you know, a number of times, but, you know, I mean, it's under different circumstances, and so, you know, like I said, it's the first time it's ever happened, and I'm kind of going through it, so I can probably give you a better answer, you know, later on as more time goes by, but it's... you know, it's definitely different. There's no question about it.
Peyton, you played against the Patriots a long time, obviously, and they're going to talk about Brady. But if you looked at you saw that they stayed on the field. The big reason was their running game. And that was, we saw that maybe a decade ago. That was a focus of the game. How disheartening is it to watch them just on the ball the way they did?
Well, I mean, certainly it's a team game. Everybody has to do their part. Our defense knew they were going against a tough offense tonight. They're balanced. They can be effective with the pass and the run. Our job's to be efficient with our offense when we have the ball. And we were, you know, at a couple of key times there in the fourth quarter, but just weren't efficient enough. And, you know, so that's part of football. You know, certainly you only get to play, you know, half the game. And when you're out there, you know, it's important that you do your job. And, you know, I do think our offense and defense playing well at the same time, building off one another, feeding off one another. We've done that in our couple of wins and our losses. We haven't really meshed at the same time. And it's tough to win if you're not doing that, especially against good teams.
Hey, you find yourself saying, okay, I would like to be able to do this, this, or this in certain situations, but because you haven't worked with guys as long as previous regime.
I don't make the, you know, the comparisons, or I don't go back. I know it's, you know, everybody else does, but we are, you know, working on things and building things, and it doesn't happen right away. You know, you have to have game experience, and so yeah, the answer to your question is probably yes. There are things that we have goals to get to, you know, certain things we like to get to, and I think you got to have games to, you know, to play, experience situations, scenarios, coverages, different types of defenders, whatever those may be. They have to occur in games, and I think as you get that experience, then you can grow as an offense, and I feel that we will do that.
Hey,